Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Let's Talk About It. Welcome aboard. We are sponsored by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services. We've been doing this for over a decade, bringing wellness radio on a weekly basis to all of our community. We are broadcast on several different stations, and now you can get the show on podcast, which means our guest is going to have to be really careful about what he says because it's going to last forever. But me too. It applies to all of us. Anyway, our podcast is available on KXORadio.com. Just go to that spot and you will find a link that says Let's Talk About It. Click that. It'll take you to a list of our podcasts, which you can browse and then, of course, listen to yourselves or share with people you care about and think that may, whose lives might be enhanced by wellness radio, because really that's the bottom line. Is week after week after week, we try to bring you information that can be applied to your life and in ways that support your mental health. So welcome aboard. We thank you for listening this week and every week. And this can be a good show. We are going to talk today about Tai Chi, and we are joined by Sifu, which is teacher, Marco Calderon from Calexico. Mm-hmm. And I think the natural jumping in point is, okay, so how'd somebody from Calexico end up being a Tai Chi teacher? And there's a story.
Yes, well, good afternoon. Yeah, it is a long story, and it took time to develop. And it basically started when I moved to San Diego in the late 80s. When I was there, obviously, you know, you do your life and you do whatever you needed to do. But I was always searching for something. And I always liked martial arts, even from my young age. But there was something that, you know, I didn't want the traditional martial arts.
You were kind of a young adult at that point, basically.
Yeah, basically. But I didn't want to practice the aggressive martial arts. Even at that age, I didn't want to. But I knew there had to be something better. I just didn't know what it was. So I met this teacher. I call him this Taoist teacher, even though he was not Chinese, but he had a long history in Taoist philosophy. When I met him the first day, I said, "What is that on your wall?" Because I went inside his apartment at that time, and I said, "What is that?" And he basically said, "That's the Tao." And I said, "That's the Tao. What is the Tao?" And everything basically started from there. And then I said, "Can I be your student?" And basically he said, "We'll see." And I said, "I understand that kind of language, you know." Even though I wasn't too familiar with it, but my soul kind of like said, "You need to be here with this man."
Oh yeah, yeah. It was like shorthand for show up every day.
Right. So the first couple of weeks, you know, he was super strict with me and intense. I didn't know if I was ever gonna make it. I mean, mentally, because this guy was way above me as far as not only in age but mentally.
Yeah.
I mean, he was grilling me like no tomorrow.
Asking, you know, questions with no answers and demanding you know it, or
yeah,
what was,
yeah,
going on.
Yeah. I had to be extremely sharp.
Yeah.
You know, he didn't give me an inch at all.
You're setting a bar for me as an interviewer today on the radio show. Okay, I'm just,
yeah. So that's basically how I started, and it took me to 3 years and a half, almost 4 years intensive studying with this
every day, or
almost every day. You know, sometimes there were 2 hour sessions, sometimes 4 hour sessions. It just depended. Sometimes it was a whole day, and by the time I got home, my head was just about to explode.
Were there other students? I'm just curious. Were there others in this path at this time, or
no? I was the only one at that time, and I did ask him, "How come you don't have any more other students?" He says,
"It drove them all away."
He drove them away. He said, "They don't make it. They just can't handle it." And I said, well, let's see if I can handle it. I didn't know at that time. I was so new to it. But I wanted to know, you know, it's just something that my soul wanted to really dive into.
There, and was calling you, huh? I mean, yeah. You felt that too.
Exactly. It was a deep thing, you know. I was having dreams about it. I mean, it was a whole transformation, you know. And obviously, I had to change my way of life. Not that it was bad or anything like that. It's just my thinking had to change, you know. And he helped me a lot with that, you know. And I was very receptive to everything he was saying.
What kind of thinking slows down the Taoist way or slows down the understanding of kind of the mentality that Tai Chi sits upon?
It's basically, like, the core of it, it's observation. He used to tell me, if you want to master this, you have to do observation, observation, observation. And I kind of understood what he was trying to say, but it was way deeper than just those three words, you know. Yeah. So that took me into a whole different journey, because reading those ancient texts, it was about observation, more than just the words. It was about, we would go through a phrase, and then I would have to repeat it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, did you understand the word? And I said, well, it means this. No, it doesn't mean that. Then he had a dictionary, so it would go like word by word by word. I mean, it was intense. He says, if you don't understand what you're reading, you think you understand, but you don't understand. So
And none of that is actually Tai Chi. Right, I mean.
Right, I mean, apparently it's not, you know, because you think it's all intellectual to that point. That's what I thought.
Right, right.
But then, after a while, I said, you know what, this is Tai Chi. It's just a different way of looking at it or perceiving
it. It's like prepping your mind or something.
Yeah. Yeah, he was prepping my mind. I mean, I was going through a beating, I mean, mentally.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It. Heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.